Putting the scat in eschatology. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
First, it was Preacher Idol.
I can't even get through this. That music, like that music is great, Timmy.
All right.
Or whatever it is. First, it was Preacher Idol. Then came So You Think God Wants You to Sing. Now, the Drew Marshall Show is back with yet another slightly twisted version of a hit television show, Soul Survivor. I wish we were more cheesy, because we wouldn't laugh.
No.
We know the cheese factor in this, so we're laughing so much.
Lots of fromage.
Lots of fun with this. Folks, we are about to embark on a multi-week journey here on the Drew Marshall Show. Five religious tribes will compete for the soul of one person by explaining to our soul survivor what it is that their tribe actually believes. And the tribal leaders will not have immunity, Tim. They will not have immunity.
Will there be immunity idols? Will there be Redemption Island?
Our soul survivor will be able to challenge, critique, or question any aspect of all tribal codes. And at the end of our contest, our soul survivor will then decide which tribe presented the most compelling case for faith. And then reveal to us if they're at all interested in joining that tribe. You should have the headphones on. The music he's got is just ridiculous. Anyway, folks, today what we're going to do in our first week of Soul Survivor is introduce you to our Soul Survivor contestant. I met her a number of weeks ago between Christmas and New Year's, around that time, the break. I don't want to listen to that anymore. I'm starting to get creeped out by it. Where did you find that?
It's from the movie The Mission.
Oh, yeah.
Which takes place in South America.
There's lots of jungles
down there.
There you go. Catalina is here in the house. Catalina, it's been a while since we talked. You know how long it's been? Forever.
3 months.
Yeah, I know. It's too long. So, listen, here's how we met. I went down to visit the Hare Krishna Temple in Toronto. And I had a meeting with the monk there, whose name I just totally forgotten right now. I should have been a little more prepared for this. Anyway, had a great time asking him a ton of questions, and then he said, hey, you want to go out there doing a celebration thing in the main part of the building? Do you want to check it out? I said, sure, love to. So I sat at the back like a grade 8 dance and studied and watched, and I saw you. And you stood out because you didn't look like you fit in. You look like an outsider, and like I look like an outsider.
It's exactly what I thought about you too, yeah.
So I stood at the back like some awkward, you know, white dude at a soul dance or something. And then I saw you and I think I asked you something like, so what are you doing here? Mm-hmm, is this your favorite? What's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this? And you shared with me that, you know, this was a kind of a crucial time in your life and you were really seeking
and a quest,
but you were very emotional that day.
I still am.
You still are.
That's the nature of my being, I think.
Why? You've always been emotional?
Since I can remember myself, yes.
Do you think that there is any connection between you being emotional and you being a woman, or you being emotional and you being a spiritual type person, or what?
I think it's somewhere in between. I was told by my guru that I work with that sometimes I cry saints' tears. She says, yes,
right.
Which I took it to heart because, indeed, sometimes it feels it's not inside me what's coming outside.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a projection from an external emotion. It's a projection from an external experience,
right,
that is not mine as me being here on planet Earth right now. So.
You have an accent. What part of China are you from? Just kidding. Where are you from? You're from Poland.
Romania.
That's what I meant.
Oh, Lord. Yes.
Do you have any family here?
Nobody.
What do you believe?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I actually heard the question in the car driving here. And first word that came to my brain was void.
Okay.
The absence of matter. Does it make any sense?
No.
I believe because when there's nothing, there's everything. So I believe in that complete balance.
So, so help you know, a male like me understand that a little better as far as – so let me ask you more specifically. Do you think that there is a creator of the world, of space, of the universe?
That also comes into the same criteria of balance. Yes, I do, and yes, I don't.
Okay.
I do and I don't.
Okay. I totally get that.
Yes.
Yeah, because I told you, I'm struggling with my own, you know, what's real and what isn't out there. Have you, would you consider yourself a something? Would you consider yourself a Hindu, a Buddhist,
no.
a Christian?
Not at this point in my life, no.
Okay. You know I'm going to be lining up, and I've already lined up a few, but not all of them, because I've yet to hear back from some people, but I'm going to line up some of the biggest leaders from some various, mm-hmm. you know, tribal beliefs out there, some religions.
Mm-hmm.
What ones do you want me to line up?
Hmm.
Haven't asked you that before, have I?
Mm-hmm. What I'm interested in?
Yeah.
Well, you met me at the Krishna temple.
Right. So would you like to speak with the monk?
Definitely.
Okay.
I would love that.
Okay.
I was even thinking of going searching for him myself.
You can't do that. Okay. Hare Krishnas. What else?
Well, Buddhism, obviously.
Buddhism. Well, Tim's here.
Just because I'm fat and smile doesn't mean...
Stop it. What else?
I honestly...
Mm-hmm. What about Judaism?
Yeah,
Jews?
I was always interested in that. Not that I...
They're hard to get on a Saturday, you know.
I know. That's true. The next two you pick.
Well, obviously, I'm a little partial to the Jesus stuff, so I could probably get a Jesus person.
Sure.
So Jesus person, writing this down. Okay.
Zoroastrianism.
Zoroastrian.
I know. I was thinking
Rastafarian.
No.
Listen, there is a veritable plethora out there.
I know.
What about Wiccans or Satanists?
That would be interesting.
But interesting, not just from the point of I'm curious, but
no.
like personally, mm-hmm. Is that something I could move towards?
No.
Okay, so I'll cross off the high priest from the Church of Satan. I'll have to call him back and tell him, forget it.
We have to do a different show for that.
What about Mormonism or Scientology?
Mormonism maybe, yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Mormonism.
They have an interesting story.
Scientology? What do you mean? I'm friends with the president of Scientology Canada.
Sure, bring him on. I'm in the void.
So are you really honestly open?
I am totally
to anything.
Open to anything.
So this is what we have to ascertain
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the world religions, Catalina. And by the way, we've got to talk about your name, Catalina, because a good story about snorkeling off the island of Catalina and being scared so badly by a shark that I screamed like a girl through the snorkel. And all you heard, everybody on the beach came to me because all they heard was, ah!
Did you squirt ink like an octopus?
Like an octopus? Yeah, well, it wasn't ink. Let me just tell you. Sorry. What was I saying? Oh, so what of all the religions out there, what do you know? What do you already know a little bit about?
The ones that I've kind of let myself explore a bit, so Buddhism, Hinduism, the Vedic side, shamanism,
mm-hmm.
very dear to my heart, Christianism, obviously, I'm an Orthodox.
Okay.
And the other ones I know, but I have never experienced them.
Hmm.
I can't make a choice.
Have you ever experienced... And I remember asking you this when we went out for tea.
Mm-hmm.
Evil. Like a supernatural evil.
Well, you see, I don't believe that that's...
Real?
Real, no. I don't believe that's... I don't believe in negative and positive. I believe that there is a happy medium, I suppose. I don't want to, I think, believe that there's such a stretch between good and bad.
Right. So do you believe that there, like Christians would say in regards to people doing really bad things, like mm-hmm. Paul Bernardo, do you know mm-hmm. that story mm-hmm. at all? Mm-hmm. Well, the reason he did that was because he was influenced by Satan, or there was a demon that was messing with him. Or if you speak with a Roman Catholic exorcist, a person I know in California is an exorcist, and, you know, he would say, well, yeah, there's a supernatural evil out there. You don't think so?
Out of my experience, I don't know.
Right.
I wouldn't know. I've experienced apparitions. I was telling you about ghosts and how can I say spirits.
Yep.
I've experienced seeing figures. I've experienced hearing these entities that I don't know what to do with the information.
Okay.
But I have not experienced the dark evil.
So you've never been scared by experiencing those things?
No.
Okay.
No.
I went to the same night that I was at the Hare Krishna Temple. I had to go because I was going to a Wiccan ceremony.
Yeah.
And I was in a line of people. It was a special night for them because they were in robes, like sort of Robin Hood robes. And we walked through a curtain into a dark room. And in the center of the dark room was a round table with candles and swords. I don't know why the W is in there, and knives and incense. Oh, I got to tell you, more incense than I mean, seriously, it was like a fog machine of incense. It was unbelievable. So we sat in a circle and held hands, and they chanted. I didn't know what I was doing, so I just swung my arms with everybody, and at the end went, yeah, that's kind of all I knew. And it was, you know, it was interesting, and it was, you know, and the tendency is for a lot of people, and this is why I was interested in you, because I don't think you roll like this, Catalina. But for most people, they would label that stuff as weird, freaky, stupid, bizarre.
Exactly,
I don't want anything
yes.
to do with it. But you seem to be ridiculously open, and even me prefacing it like that just sounds judgmental, and I didn't mean it to sound like that. But you are very open. To if there is something out there, to welcoming mm-hmm. whatever that something is into your life. Is that fair?
As long as I stay between, well, I stay between common sense and how can I say this?
Yeah, but your common sense and my common sense are going to be different.
It's true. That is very true.
And what I'm trying to say is you're less judgmental than I am.
That's a good thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is. Is there anything, any religious stuff out there that scares you? We sort of talked about the evil thing and all, but are there any religious or faith or tribe, you know, that you kind of go, whoa, I don't want to have anything to do with them whatsoever?
Not at this point, no.
No?
I have not yet discovered anything of this sort, no.
Well, let me ask you this. If you were to die tomorrow, and all the Jesus people are going to hear this sentence mm-hmm. and go, oh, I know what he's going to say, but I don't think you know what I'm going to say. If you were to die tomorrow, mm-hmm. what do you think would happen to you from what you know already?
Okay. So in my biography, I explain how I discovered the feeling of death when I was 10.
Yes. And by the way, if you want to read that corrected biography, you want to go to soulsurvivor.ca,
yes,
soulsurvivor.ca.
Okay, beautiful. Anyway, that feeling, well, when you're 10, you don't know much, right? You just feel. You see, you start to understand a bit what's happening around you. And that feeling of disappearance from planet Earth made me into an introvert and started, in a way, that I started my work then.
So at 10, you were afraid of dying?
I just discovered that one day I'm going to be gone.
At 10, you figured that out?
Kind of. Yes. Yeah. It was bad because I didn't have anybody to talk to about it. I was afraid of the information that I had just received.
Mm-hmm.
I got scared. Then after that, followed a bit of what I call a depression, but it, you know, sadness mm-hmm. of the realization that one day I'm not going to be there. But I think other people would go through that too. Anyway, and then from that point up until now, the work was to, in a way, accept the fact that this is it. We have a second. And this is where the belief in void comes very strongly, because there's nothing, actually. There's everything and there's nothing at the same time. So the feeling that I start having after I turned 10 was that I was suspended in the universe. I had the feeling of a soul suspended in the universe.
I've been suspended a few times in school, but not in the universe. Yeah. You really felt like...
I felt that I was in a mass of blissful darkness, if you can understand that feeling, suspended in the perfect harmony. And that feeling stayed with me since then. So I don't know. I really don't know what to do with that even now. It's good to have peace, I think.
And do you have peace? Because if you have peace, why would you search?
Well, because I'm here. I need to know.
You have no idea what a killer answer that was.
Yeah, I mean, I was put here for something. So even though I know, I need to learn the, in a way, human way. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. I want to know what is done here. I talk like an extraterrestrial right now, don't I?
No, not at all. Do you have any questions for me about what I think, about what I believe, about my spiritual stuff?
I definitely do, yes.
You have 4 minutes. Go.
Okay. Well, how do you feel about this?
About what?
Opening of the heart. Why do you think we search for this on planet Earth?
Well, I think that if there is a creator, much like... When this is just bad analogy, all analogies are whatever, they fall short. But you know, when you have a pet, a dog that you really really is a very expensive and you value, right, mm-hmm. a lot of worth. We're doing this microchipping stuff these days. You put a microchip into the dog so that if the dog ever wanders away, you can track him down and get him back. Mm-hmm. And I think God, if there is a God, if there is a creator, has microchipped all of us. With that something in us that makes us look upwards at least once in our lives.
That's a good theory. I like that.
It just, I don't know, it makes sense to me, because I have tried to run away from the God stuff, mm-hmm. to run away from the, because there's a certain ununderstandability. You can't figure this. Like, if you can figure out God, then I don't think you've figured out God. I think you've figured out something else. Because God, if there is a God, God should be hard to figure out.
No, of course not.
Really?
It's accessible.
Accessible and figuring out, I think, are different.
But if it's accessible, then that means you're on your way to figure it out.
True.
Right.
True.
So you actually took the path.
Yeah.
And you know where you're going.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I think that there is. I think that the journey towards the Creator is filled with uncertainty.
Definitely.
And I think that's how you know you're on the right track. If you go to, and that sounds a little esoteric and a little Oprah, a little kumbaya, right? But I think that like the Jesus people, the one thing, there are many things I would pick on, but one thing I would pick on is the certainty crowd. When they're 100% certain that they've got God figured out and that their theology and understanding of God is right and perfect, I think that that's goofy.
No, that gives some people comfort. People need comfort.
True.
They need to know that they are...
Why are you so nice and forgiving? And
but because it's true.
You're nicer than Tim. Well, that's not hard.
Shut up.
I believe that we all want that certainty that we're not here for nothing. We all look for a purpose. And some people choose to believe in set religions, mm-hmm. in set ideas, mm-hmm. and some people prefer to just wander around and learn if there is a common core to all of it. And this is pretty much what I'm trying to do. That's why I'm still in exploration, because I think, and this is cheesy too, but all I found so far is that everybody's preaching love. That's it.
Everybody's preaching love?
Mm. If you take the common point of majority of religions, mm-hmm. or majority of spiritual directions, mm-hmm. they all go towards love.
True. Even Satanists, who mm-hmm. is basically, it's hedonism, and hedonism mm-hmm. is self-love. So, yeah.
But it's all about love. And now, the way they express it is different.
Yeah.
the way you understand love is different.
It's interesting. In your bio, and by the way, if you want to find out more about Catalina, our soul survivor, you want to go to soulsurvivor.ca, soulsurvivor.ca. At the end of her bio, she says, "The work is not all done, and I think it will take me my entire life, but what a blessing to be on the love path."
Yeah.
The love path seems to be making... No, sorry. I'm so thrilled that you are going to come in here for the next number of Saturdays. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of a holiday in there, and that's totally fine. But I'm going to try to find and connect you with the bestest, biggest mm-hmm. names in all in five tribes, five religious tribes.
I'm really looking forward to.
It's going to be good.
I know.
It's going to be a good ride. Good ride. All right, folks. Well, you have just met our soul survivor, Catalina. And, you know, there's a lot of Jesus people listening to this station. A lot of, and this show in particular, we have people from all different tribes listening. And, wow, you know, even that was a good song, man, that you just took me into a pocket I didn't want to go.
It's exactly what she's talked about before.
Yeah. The pocket I didn't want to go to because it gets me emotional is, if there is a creator, if there is a God, it is my prayer that all of us are able to draw closer. C.S. Lewis talked about what the Celts mm-hmm. would talk about, and they're called thinnings, and it's the space between the creator and us mm-hmm. getting thinner. And that's what that's just what I want. And how that smells and feels and what it looks like, etc. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it really is different for different people. I'm not all religions are the way to God. I don't know. I haven't got all that stuff figured out. But all I'm saying is the thinning, that feeling of drawing close to the one who created you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that's what I really want for me and for you.
It's like going home.
Oh, she's killing me. Killing
she's
me.
She's good.
Okay, Catalina.
Still teach her how to do the board because then I'm out of a job.
Yeah, no, yeah. If you can figure that out, we get rid of him, okay, Catalina? Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you next week with our first tribal leader trying to win our soul survivor over. Short break on our show, and when we come back... some live musical entertainment. Boy, I'm looking forward to this. The Most Loyal. That band is in the house, and they're going to blow you away, folks. Stay tuned.